The trial of Peacemakers militia leader Schaefer Cox and militia members Coleman Barney and Lonnie Vernon continued today in Anchorage. The prosecution is still presenting evidence and witnesses. Yesterday, jurors heard from a former militia member who became alarmed at Cox's behavior and another man who said he'd still take orders from Cox. Sam Friedman is a reporter for the Fairbanks Daily News Miner and has been covering the trial. He says Philip Clark's testimony started with his recollection of meeting Schaefer Cox in 2009.
And he was with this group of, it was called Sons of Issachar, and named after the Israeli tribe. And it was based on an idea of, I think, mainly older men specifically, I think Christian men, they specified, who were to be advisors for Schaefer Cox. And he testified that over time, especially as Schaefer got more involved in the militia, he began to be less inclined to listen to them, less inclined to cooperate and do more things unilaterally.
So there was another group in Fairbanks that was sort of operating on principles other than adherence to the federal and state governments?
Well, I want to be clear here. Schaefer during this time was a great organizer of different groups. I think I made a list of about seven, and they had different, some were more above board than others. And Philip Clark spoke a lot about the Sons of Issachar. Never thought they were doing anything secretive. They met for, sounds like, breakfast or at least 6 a.m. early morning meetings. It was just a conversation group. I mean, they were talking about politics and about, they thought the economy was going to crash, and they wanted to be able to prepare for that. But it was never a secret society or anything like that.
And was that part of his expressed concern, was that the Peacemakers militia group became too militant? Or what exactly were his concerns about what was happening with Cox's group?
Well, he had some interesting thoughts about the word militia. As he sees it, the word has been corrupted. It isn't, he thinks, in today in society, it's seen as militaristic and specifically aggressive. And as he saw it, a militia in its organic form, I think as he called it, it's something that is about defending your community and just a group of people getting together to defend their community, which is also how Schaefer defined it as well, I think.
Gary Brockman, another militia member, felt the opposite, it seems, of Philip Clark, that he would still take orders from Cox. What did he have to say about his belief and adherence to Schaefer Cox's ideas?
Well, with Mr. Brockman, there was less testimony about ideology. He was pretty matter-of-fact just about the physical things. He just said he met Mr. Cox at a anti-tax rally and later joined the militia, and that he was a sergeant in the militia and Cox was a colonel. And he took orders from Cox, and he talked about physically what he did under Cox's direction.
Did Michael Anderson also take the stand and testify?
Right. I think the most important witness we've had so far was Michael Anderson, who spent about 8 months in jail with Schaefer after their arrest in March. And he testified. His prosecutors originally called him the computer guru. And he testified that he did make a list of various government employees, state troopers, Office of Children's Services, some information about their addresses and other things for Cox, which he later said he destroyed because he was concerned how Cox would use it. And he took the witness stand for about 2 hours.
Sam Friedman is a reporter for the Fairbanks Daily News Miner. The trial will reconvene on Monday and is expected to continue into June.